I have seen that most people who do job and who are solopreneurs, freelancers, and doing some kind of, you know, direct business, they keep trading their time with money. So as soon as they work, they get money. But if they stop working, the money doesn't come. So the active work or the time they spend is the only source of income for them. And what happens is eventually they keep grinding in their job or whatever they are doing in terms of freelancing, and they get into the trap of rat race where every time for future they have to keep working hard. And if you think about it, it is not sustainable, right? You will grow older, things will change, your skill set might not be relevant for whatever you are doing, or the economy will change drastically, there will be disruptions. And suddenly there'll be shock and people fall into debt trap and they ruin their financial situation. And that is the reason in today's topic, in today's podcast, I'm going to discuss something very, very powerful, which is called passive income. Now, what is passive income? It is basically the source of income where even if you are sleeping, you don't do any active work, you don't trade your time for anything, still you keep getting money in your bank account. And in this podcast, I'm going to dissect 7 different ways in which you can generate your passive income and live your life peacefully in the future. All right, so take your pen and notepads handy and let's dive in. Yeah. So the first source of income is, fixed income. Now, before even we jump into this, you know, let me explain you the cash flow quadrant, which is explained by Robert Kiyosaki in a book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So what he mentions is there are 4 quadrants. The first quadrant is job, where you are actively trading time, as I said. Second is you are, you know, solopreneur or a freelancer, you are a doctor or you are a consultant and you are spending time and you get money for that. Both these quadrants are active income. The third quadrant is more around business owners, where I'm not talking about typical business owners who are, always grinding in their business, and if they go out of that business, it doesn't work. So what I'm talking about is any business where a business owner is out of the equation, still the employees or the people in the company keeps running that business, right? That is a classic definition of business, which is a system which runs on its own without a business owner. And the fourth quadrant, which he mentions, is investing, where money works for you. And this is one of the most powerful way to compound your money and achieve your passive income, right? And a lot of people in this world, you might have observed people like Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger and a lot of other people have compounded their wealth on a very huge scale again and again for a long period of time using this same quadrant. Right, so there are different ways in which you can do it, and that is exactly what I'll be dissecting, and you will get a clarity in terms of different instruments which are also available to generate that passive income. Yeah, so if you are ready, let's jump into the first one, which I mentioned is a fixed income. So fixed income is nothing but any instrument bearing kind of instrument, right? So interest bearing instrument is more categorized as fixed income, where you lend to somebody and you get interest, right? And basic form, you might have always seen, if you put money in your savings account, you get a small 3.5% kind of interest right now. If you put your money into FDs in the bank, you get interest. That is like classic form of fixed income. There are different instruments other than bank FD and savings account, which you can also think of. One of the very powerful way is your employee provident fund. If you are doing a job, your PF gets deducted and that keeps compounding, right? And if you are not having access to PF, there is also an instrument known as PPF, where anybody can go to a bank and they can request a PPF account. And if you are above 18 years, you can open it. Right, so that is where you again compound your money. And the best part is for PPF, the interest is exempt for taxation. And even the corpus you receive after your 15 years of period in that PPF, that is also tax exempt, right? So it is like fully tax exempt instrument. Whatever amount you are putting, that is exempt. The interest you generate, that is exempt. And the corpus you remove in the end, that is also tax exempt. Unlike FDs, which is taxable, right? Now there are different other instruments also which has come up. There are government bonds where you can lend your money to government and you get a bond approved by Indian government, RBI, and you get interest every year. Although it is taxable, but that is again a very secured instrument which you can think of. The other way in this is you can lend your money to corporates, right? So there are corporate FDs also which are available. So you can lend money to companies like Bajaj Finance or Mahindra Finance or any other corporate who are raising money for them, and you keep getting interest from them, right? So these are some of the instruments which you can think about. There are also kind of liquid funds if you want to think about short term, and that is where you keep getting your passive income. Again, one more thing I want to highlight before we jump into the second point is most of the people think this, that, you know, I'm just earning some small amount. My salary is not that big. How can I save? How can I invest? You know, how can I generate passive income? They always keep cribbing. You know, they find excuses for themselves. But let me tell you this thing, that investing or compounding your money or getting this passive source of income is never about how much you earn. Although it is very important that you generate enough active income so that it feeds into passive income, right? So passive income doesn't generate automatically. You have to first work actively, and then you have to keep money, you know, in that fourth bucket which I mentioned, and that keeps working for you. But it is just about the mindset, you know. Even if you are earning very small amount, whatever, relatively you think that my salary is not that great, but still it is important to make that conscious effort to save small amount and keep investing so that it keeps growing for you in future and generates passive income. Yeah. And my mentor used to say, you know, what most of the time we do is income minus expenses is equal to savings, right? So first we expense out everything. As soon as we get our salary or business income or freelancing income on date one, we start buying iPhone and going to restaurant, a lot of expenses which we have thought, we keep on doing that. But the idea is not that. You should not do that. You should first save, and then, you know, whatever is left, you should be using that as an expense. So my mentor used to say that the equation, you need to tweak it a bit. Income minus savings is equal to expenses, right? And the moment I started implementing this equation, I think it was a game changing for me. I started doing this since last 12 years, and it changed my bank account totally, right? So my bank account started looking different once I started implementing this. So that is the idea about, you know, having that extra cash flow from your active income to be put into sources which generate passive income. So never think that, you know, I cannot do it or it is too small or anything. Even 1 rupee saved is good enough if you put them into work, right? So start with the smallest amount possible, then keep on growing. And initially, if required, you can, you know, live slightly frugal life. Don't go very luxurious in your demands, and that should be all right, right, in a long term. So let's come to the second point, right? Second point is listed businesses. So what I mean by listed businesses is companies which are traded on stock exchanges, right? And what form it is getting traded? In the form of stocks, right? So second source of passive income is by investing others' business through stock market where other business are listed. So you can buy shares of Kotak Mahindra Bank, you can buy shares of Infosys, whatever companies you have been understanding and seeing so far. You can analyze it a bit more and be partner of that business, right? So what happens is when you buy stocks of a company, actually you are getting part ownership of that company. And the beauty about stock market is that even if you are doing a job, even you are working, even you are sleeping, you don't need to worry about who is running the business, right? You don't need to run the business. The business is run by the promoters or the professional CEO. There are employees who are working for that business, and still you can get share of that business or a small percentage portion of that business, and that keeps working for you. Now, what are the ways in which you get rewarded? So you get rewarded through dividends. So whatever profit makes, they make, they basically give out some amount as a dividend to all the shareholders. And that is again a form of passive income. Other way is, you know, the if the company keeps growing in a proper way, the share price also tend to increase over a long period of time. So you also get capital gains. Suppose you have bought a share for 100 rupees and it becomes 1000 rupees. That is again the passive income in form of capital gains which you have received, right? So this is like very powerful way. Only thing is it works both ends, right? So if you don't invest properly and buy any shitty businesses which is not doing good, which is not growing, you might even lose money. So that is where you need to understand compounding within the business also. And what I do in my community is I have a process called hackathon where I go through this entire analysis in terms of how to screen companies, what all traits to look, how companies grow, and what are these sustainable ways in which they can compound over a long period of time. Right. So I'll tell you about more about that in future in this podcast. But if you are interested, you can even connect with me and, you know, you can jump into my community as well. Yeah. So that is the second form of passive income. The third is real estate. So real estate could be any bungalow or apartment or any, you know, corporate space where it could be a shop or it could be a mall where you are buying the property and you get rental income and also appreciation of the price, right? So there are two ways, as like in stock I mentioned dividend and capital gains. Here it is rental income and you get capital appreciation, right? So if the price of that property increases, you get benefited, and of course you get that constant stream of rental income as well. Now there are some new ways which has emerged. So you might think that, you know, real estate is like too big ticket size. And, you know, as a person, I need to take a loan and it could be a burden on me and I need to pay EMI and there could be a lot of possibilities around it. So I don't want to go into that hassle. So what happens is there is something called crowdfunding where different people come together, pool the funds and buy the property. That is what it has started emerging in India as well. And other way is where you can buy real estate investment trust funds, right? It is called REITs. It is again like a share of a real estate property. It could be various different properties clubbed together. And whatever income they generate, they give out to you in the form of rental income or dividend, right? It looks like a dividend, but it's actually the combination of all the rental income which is generated and they pass it on to you. So it is again a very beautiful way in which even if you have a low ticket size, like as low as like 1.5, like 2 lakhs, still you can partner on a bigger businesses which are into real estate, right? So only thing that happens is real estate inside that. So that is again a very powerful way. And the best part is it is liquid, right? So if you want to sell, you can sell it on the stock exchange and get your money very soon. Unlike in the traditional real estate where it takes a lot of time for you to liquidate your property. Now the fourth way is gold. And gold is like, again, everybody knows what it is. One major way in which gold gives you appreciation is by increasing the price of the gold, right? So again, it's more like a capital gains. But recently, there has been one instrument launched by Indian government. It is called SGB, Sovereign Gold Bond, where you also get 2.5% kind of interest on the money which you are putting to buy that bond. So it is like best of both worlds. Again, you don't need to worry about security because it's like in a demat form, and on the top of it you get interest, and if the, you know, price of the gold increases, that will also get reflected on these bonds. Otherwise you can buy physical gold also, that is also perfectly fine. The fifth is again in terms of investing in a startup business. So imagine your friend is very powerful and he's a techie and he is building some business. And you think, okay, this guy is very smart. I know him and I want to put some money into this startup so that it can grow in future. You can even do that, right? So it is called more like startup investing. And the ticket size pretty much depends upon what kind of startup it is, right? So ranging from like 10, 15 lakh, it could go to hundreds of crores. But if it is like in a very early stage And if you know the promoter or the person who is founding that startup, I think it's again a very good way to compound your wealth in a good way. Again, it's slightly risky because business can fail. So you need to be little conscious about it in terms of how much money you are putting and how you are putting in which kind of business you are putting. But it is again a beautiful way in which you can generate passive income for yourself. The sixth area of generating passive income is again, you know, putting money into private equity or venture capital funds. And these businesses, what they do is they fund all these kind of startups as well as some of the slightly mid kind of business, which are slightly SME kind of companies. They fund them, and sometimes they also fund in the listed space. So you can again grow your money through these PVC funds if you have like good amount of capital, because they only cater to HNI and high ticket clients. So you can also think about that route, right? Now, the next, you know, category here is investing in land, right? So land is again a powerful way in which you can invest. Again, you can club it in the category of real estate as such. You can keep it separate. That's perfectly fine. But I wanted to separately highlight this. So I'm just putting that point across. And this is how you can grow your money, right? And I'll tell you some of the instruments which caters to pooling of these instruments into a particular format, right? So there are a couple of instruments which you can use easily. One is, of course, mutual fund. And when I talk about mutual fund, people always think about stock mutual fund. But mutual fund is again more like how I mentioned REIT, right? That it just is a combination of, you know, money put into certain asset class. It could be stock, it could be a bond, it could be even gold or any other thing, right? So mutual fund is nothing but vehicle where people pool their money and put it into certain instrument. And then you again get a small pie of it, how you get a share of a business, right? It's exactly same concept. So one is a mutual fund, which is again a very simple instrument. You need to again know that which kind of instrument that mutual fund is putting their money and what to expect out of it. That is very, very important. The other instrument is NPS, right? It is called National Pension Scheme, and they give you NPS account. And this is more like a retirement planning tool where you can put your money into NPS, and some 50,000 rupees is also exempt in, you know, ATC category. There is a separate category within ATC where you can get additional benefit in terms of taxation also if you put it into tier one account. And it is again complex, tier one and tier two, but I will not get into it. But basically what they do is they put your money into equity, corporate bonds, government securities, and even real estate alternate funds if you choose to, right? So you can choose your own allocation and you can put your money there. And tier one is more like long term, where you put it till the time you retire. And tier two is more like a mutual fund where you can put your money and take it out. There is no tax exemption as such, but it could be used as a tool proxy of mutual funds. And it is very cost effective because it is governed by, you know, government, and they have, you know, laid out the prices for all the managers, right? So it is very, very cost effective if you think about it. And finally, seventh is slightly different than the conventional asset classes. It is more on digital asset. So here you use your brain to create a digital asset. It could be, you know, digital books. It could be audio or a music. It could be digital photography. It could be patent if you are really expert into something. And that can also create that income stream for you, even if you don't have money, right? So here the raw material is not money, but your raw material is your brain. And if you keep investing in yourself on your brain, this could also happen, right? So this is like the final and seventh one. Hope you enjoyed this. And my only request is, you know, just think about all these things and think about developing a passive income, because if you keep grinding in your job, this will never happen, right? So think about ways in which you can invest and generate this passive income. I've just laid out the path for you, you know, around seven different ways in which you can generate your passive income. And, you know, it is again a mega trend. You know, you can see a lot of people, they are investing and they are, you know, started compounding money. So if you don't do it, you will just be in that rat race and this will never happen, right? So start taking action. And if you need any help in terms of understanding more around it, you can even join my masterclass on compounding, which I'm doing. It is more like a workshop format where you can learn more on compounding. So you can go to this link, technofunda.co/webinar, right? So if you type that in your browser, you can join my upcoming masterclass where I'll talk you more about compounding and how you can grow in your journey of investing. So let's meet live over there and it will be again good learning. So hope this entire podcast gave you a lot of clarity. And what I would like you all to do is just take action and note down which all instruments are comfortable with you. Do your risk profiling and just get started. Yeah, because the time to start investing is right now. If you keep thinking about it, if you keep procrastinating about it, it will never happen and you will be in that rat race. Right. So hope this podcast gave you a lot of value. There are other amazing podcasts on this channel. So make sure you go and check it out. So thank you for listening to this podcast. Vivek Mashrani here signing off. And don't forget to even visit my website vivekmashrani.com. And let's connect in the next podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.